urging members of the farming community to take care. It's a time of year when those slurry tanks are being opened. I want to speak to one of the commanders with the Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service, a gentleman called Fergus Leonard, who's available to speak to us. Mr. Leonard, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
The weather is improving. There will be many busy farmers today. What's your advice to them?
Well, it is a busy time for the farms. You know, a lot of farmers are emptying out their slurry pits at this time of the year, and along with the Health and Safety Executive, we're encouraging farmers to be extra vigilant around this time of year, because working with slurry and slurry pits is a very hazardous occupation. Indeed, we've attended a large number of incidents where animals have actually fallen into slurry pits. And I'd like to farmers to take some action through good prevention and ensure that access hatches into slurry pits are secured and well maintained throughout the year. The usual reason why animals fall into slurry pits is because the hatches or the access lids have been lifted away or they're badly fitting. And whenever that happens, obviously the animals fall into the slurry pits.
Yeah, that's another element of danger around a slurry pit that I wasn't thinking about. What was crossing my mind would have been the opening of the pit and the gases and all of that that sometimes, sadly, costs lives on farms. And you're saying that accidents are happening quite regularly, almost from a drowning perspective.
Yes, the slurry pits are at times could be up to 7 foot deep full of slurry, and if animals are worse still, if normal people fall into the slurry pit, they're going to drown or they're going to be overcome by one of the slurry gas. You know, slurry gas is a mixture of methane, carbon monoxide, but I suppose the most dangerous one is hydrogen sulfide, and is extremely poisonous to people and animals. And we're encouraging the farming community to please take extra care at this time of the year and all year round in terms of working around slurry pits. If they're emptying the slurry pits, make sure the area is well ventilated. Keep the numbers of people to a minimum. And please make sure children and animals are well away from any slurry pit openings. And if you do have to open the slurry pit lids or remove slats, please make sure that you replace them immediately again.
There'll be people listening who've never been to a farm who'd be surprised to hear that a slurry pit is a bit like a swimming pool and it's just covered with slats. It's at the same level. You can just walk along the ground and walk into the slurry pit. It's not something that is usually behind a raised wall or whatever. Would they be safer if they were fully enclosed?
Well, the slurry pits are actually enclosed on the two sides, and obviously a concrete floor underneath, and the slats are along the top, and that is...
Yes, but you can walk along, and if the slats weren't there, you'd just fall straight in.
Absolutely, but the slats are designed to assist the farming community, obviously, and over the cattle are housed during the winter time, and slats normally, like, you can walk across those fairly safely, obviously, because there's a narrow gap between the slats. But the problem is actually when the slats are lifted, or whenever the access hatches down into the slurry pit below the ground level are actually removed, or the lids are badly fitting.
It's incredible to think that farmers would leave them open, or leave them that they are poorly fitting, because I can understand an incident happening on a farm whereby someone opens a slurry pit for the first time in a number of months and they're overcome by the gases. That's very sad, but it's understandable. It's not understandable leaving the darn thing open that a person or an animal is going to walk into it.
Well, these things do happen, and what I would like to do is, along with yourself, is encourage the farmers to take extra care whenever they're working in, around the slurry pits. Make sure these access hatches and lids are fitted when they at all times, and make sure that they're properly fitting. So if an animal, for example, walks on them, that they don't disturb the fitting of the lid, and make sure it's fitting securely at all times.
And you guys, you've been called out, I presume, many's a time to haul animals out of slurry pits.
Many times this year we've attended 11 incidents from animals falling into slurry pits. As we've already said, it's a very hazardous environment. It's hazardous for the animal, it's hazardous for the farmer and for his family and his worker, but it's also extremely hazardous for the firefighters that have to go to this type of incident.
Now, would all those animals have been dead, or would some of them have been struggling in the slurry?
There are many occasions where there's been lots of animals that have died from being overcome by slurry gases. Thankfully, there's been some occasions where we've been able to rescue them using some trained techniques that we have.
That must be so difficult. Do you guys have to get in like divers almost to put harnesses around the animals?
We would attach the harnesses from above. We've got equipment that we can attach the harnesses, attach the harness to the animal, and to reduce the risk ourselves by not having to go into the slurry pit.
And how do you cope with the stench when you're doing that?
Well, back to old-fashioned hot water and detergent and wash it all off us again.
Well, you know, it's just a reminder of the difficult tasks that the fire service carry out on behalf of us all. But the reminder going out clearly to farmers on a bright day like today in the middle of May, be careful and keep yourself safe.
Absolutely. Please work along with us. Take our advice in terms of prevention. Be vigilant and make sure the access hatches into the slurry pits are secure and well maintained so that your animals or yourself and your family don't get into any danger. And indeed, as the animals are now out in the fields, thanks to the good weather coming along, you need to make sure that the animals don't get into any difficulties out in the fields. This can be distressing not only for the animal involved, but for the owner of the animal and the property as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Make sure that the rivers are fenced off and all of that. Fergal, good speaking to you. Thank you, Frank. So that's timely advice from the Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service. That's one of the commanders, Fergal Leonard.